Yeah, you get the squeaky chair. Yeah. Everybody, this is the Georgia Songbird. We're here with Miss Aspen. You go by Aspen Lee or Aspen Ruff?
Aspen Lee.
Aspen Lee. Okay. Because yeah. I was looking for you, and then it's like Lee or Ruff, and I'm like, you give me too many names.
Yeah.
So introduce yourself, Aspen.
So my name is Aspen Lee. I am from Harrelson County, Georgia. It's a very, very small county. I've been playing guitar since I was 16, and I've been singing since I was basically right out the womb. So I've been doing music for a while now. I've been writing consistently since I was around 16, 15, 16, and I've been trying to write as much as I can, whether or not I, you know, do anything with the songs or not, just to get them out there and just to push myself into more songwriting and stuff like that. But I play a few other instruments, but guitar is the main one. So yeah.
Okay. What other instruments can you play?
I play guitar, bass, ukulele, and piano, but I think guitar and bass are my faves.
This has come up before, is like with bass, I seem to do better writing the songs when I do a bass. I can write because I hit the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm horrible with time unless you give me a drummer on the sitting there playing with it. Now, I don't know if you can use a trick,
click track.
Click track. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. It literally gives me the tick to listen to it.
You have to when you're in like the studio and stuff, because I've been recording a song. But other than that, I don't use them. I have like a decent rhythm and everything like that. But you have to when you're like gonna put drums to a song, you know, and stuff like that. But it's really hard when you're first doing it. I was like, hold on. Wait a minute.
See, I sent a guy about Donnie Hammonds, who like the Georgia thing, just in the Georgia Verses, and he's one of the sponsors over After Dark Studio. He knows I can't do a click track, so we do drums. We'll set the drum beat before we do anything else, and then I can follow it. I said, and you get me with a band, I can play with drums, fine.
Yeah.
You start putting that deck on click track, and it will... It drives me crazy.
It's like if you're like serious about music and that's what you want to pursue, I feel like you need to like do like lessons or some crap with like click tracks. It's hard. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, and suddenly all my rhythm's gone,
right?
Just out the window.
You listen for things. You listen like you're listening for the cymbals, or you listen for crack. You're listening for different sounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said with the bass, I can hear it because I can hear kind of what I want to do with it.
Yeah,
and it made me write better songs, I think, anyway.
Yeah, I've been writing with my piano because I just got a chord for my piano. My cats decided to somehow like short circuit a whole entire room in our house, and it just like shot the whole cord out, so we had to buy a new one. I don't know how, but they're very talented cats. And so I had to buy a new one, and I just started playing with it again. I've been playing piano since I was 8, but it was never like what I wanted to play, you know. So it's kind of just like a little like fun thing for me, but I've been trying to push myself into like using the piano more than my guitar, because I mean, I can just play my guitar at all times. I play it like 20 hours a week at gigs and stuff like that. Like it's whatever. So I've been trying to push myself with the piano lately, but yeah, I can like hear like bass lines and stuff in my head when I'm like writing songs. I'm like, okay, that'll sound really cool. And then I'm like, I don't have like a recording studio to put it to. So it's just going to have to stay in my brain.
That's a dangerous place for songwriters.
Yeah, it is.
If you look behind you guys, right here in the studio, I was going to do the gazebo, but it got muddy and rain. I have a LK50 Casio. It's so old that the songs on there, Titanic, the thing from the movie Titanic is on there. Well, I can't find the chords. I think one day at practice, one of the guys, because they're all things look alike, I think they took it. And it was weird anyway, because I had to jiggle it just to make it work.
Yeah.
So, like I was telling them, guys, if you've been here to the studio, you know I'm building it. My goal is by Christmas is to have all the panels up, the carpet down, fireplace built. And I'm going to get a keyboard that's built into like a stand, almost like a piano stand.
Yeah, yeah.
The wooden ones, and have it in here too.
Yeah,
so it's always available.
Yeah.
I can play piano in a key of C. That's all I can do. That's the only chord. Right now, I'm not talented enough to. I'm figuring it out. Same thing with drums.
Yeah.
I'm figuring it out.
I don't play a lot at all. I can just do like the basics, you know, because I haven't played in, oh my God, I don't even know how long. But I'm like, okay, whatever. This is good enough. This will work.
Now, do you see yourself more as like a songwriter or the artist or both?
Probably a little bit of both. I'm a very big songwriter, though.
Okay.
That's like my main thing that I do. I don't sing a lot of them like out at gigs, but just because, like, you know, people want to hear music that they know. So I play a lot of music that they know, unless they request my own originals. But I have an ungodly amount of originals that I've been writing for years.
See, that's going to lead into something I normally do for a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no time limit. If you don't do it, you don't have to. I'll think as we start listening to some of your music, I do a cover challenge. Because I'm the opposite. If I'm going to play a gig,
yeah,
you're getting majority originals.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good cover guy. I can do them, but I have to do them my way.
Yeah.
So I could never learn to do Prince. Like Prince, who could, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'll do certain covers, but I'll do cover challenges, and then I'm listening to you play and your style.
Yeah.
I'll think of something like, okay, here's a song for you to mm-hmm. play. And then do it whenever you want to. And what we'll do is we'll load it up to TikTok, get the video, and we'll tag the artist and all that stuff as well, too. And I'm open to the same thing. If I give you a challenge, you're welcome to give me one, too.
Okay.
I've been given, three people have done it. They've gave me a challenge. And I only could do one of them because I've said this before on the show, but one of them was somebody gave me ABBA, Winner Takes All. And I'm like, have you heard me sing? I'm very growly. I'm Southern rock. I'll try it. And so I tune my guitar like way down. And I'm like, okay, I got it dark. It's gritty. It fits me. And then that guy from American Idol, I don't remember his name now. I think it was like last season or a year before.
Oh, goodness. I don't even know.
He did that song. And I'm like, well, hell, I can't release it now.
Now I look like a copycat.
Right. So I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm not releasing that. And then another one, a guy gave me Whitney Houston, If I Have Nothing. And it's 3/4 time. And anybody knows me with time, like I said, 3/4 is my enemy. I will crawl up in a ball and just cry if you give me a 3/4. It messes with me. I'm like, I can't do it. I tried. I couldn't. And then somebody gave me Purple Rain. I'm like, that I can do. And I did that.
I got this one in the bag.
So I put it on TikTok. And I was like, yeah, that's my version. It's bluesy. It's slower. And I dropped my guitar like to C sharp. I dropped it way down just to get it a dark feel.
Yeah.
So I'll think of something for you. Like I said, it won't be, I'll try not to go too difficult. I'm not going to give you like Bohemian Rhapsody or anything like that.
Okay, perfect.
So you're playing out. Where are some of the places you get to play?
I play, 278 South in, what is it, Hiram, Dallas area. It's kind of like the middle of both, sort of.
Yeah.
Bear Claw Vineyard Winery in Blue Ridge. Where else do I play? Parish on Cherry in Macon. That's a really fun one. Where else do I play? Back Paddle Brewing in Lincolnton, Georgia.
Okay.
There's a lot. So I could keep going forever.
And that angel on your shoulder you guys heard is who?
My mom. That's my mom.
Mom brought her up here. She's like, can I come? I'm like, of course. I get it. I'm out here in the woods. You're young. You're 21 years old.
Yeah.
You're not going to come up here like, I'm going to go to some guy's house. I don't know who he is. I'm just by myself. I get it. And then you see me, I'm big old burly guy. I was like, no, I'm turning around and going the other way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stay here if I came to see me. Now, and especially if we went up the gazebo because it's a graveyard. So I was telling you guys that we've done this is if you pull up here, normally, especially in weather like this when it's nice.
Yeah.
The first thing you see is our family graveyard because this is all family on land. I own all this stuff. It was my mom's and the one below was my grandmother's.
Okay.
We all own that stuff. And so they come up here and they see a graveyard. I usually don't tell them, but if they listen to the show, they know where it is. And we had and I love this story. I tell this all the time. There was a lady came up from Atlanta. She was Life is Mary. That was her band, Life is Mary. And she came from, I think, Fulton County. And she came late. She came like at 6:30, 7 o'clock in October. Like it was around Halloween.
Oh, okay. So it was
dark.
Yeah.
And I didn't have this space at the time. So all I had was the gazebo. So we're up there in the dark. And so she comes up there and sees a cemetery, Halloween, in the dark. And all we have is the light of the Mac kind of to guide us so we can stay and talk, and things are running through the woods, it's freaking her out. It's
she's
so
definitely
funny.
Thinking, I'm about to end up on like an episode of Criminal Minds.
Pretty much what she said. If you go back and listen to it, that's pretty much what she said. She's like, Jesse, what's that? What's that? It's probably just squirrels. Squirrels. We had a bear walk up here the other day.
Oh my God.
It's in the back. So we're out in the woods, people. Now, you mentioned we started talking a little bit off air too about a band. So you got a band that you play?
I do. It's Midnight Pine. They're just some dudes from Rockmart, which is like 20 minutes from where I live.
That should be the name of the band, Dudes from Rockmart.
Dudes from Rockmart. They said another name, but I'm not going to say that name, but it's funny. It was the first time we ever met, but they're all my age, 20, 21. They've been playing together. They've known each other for basically since they were born, but they've been playing together for a few, like a year or two now. Caden, he sings, so we like sing together and we do some harmonies and stuff. But my aunt actually is the one that was like, y'all need to get with Aspen. And it was so funny because then Caden, if he ever listens to this, he doesn't know that I know this, but he was like, does that mean like I don't get to sing or anything like that? Like, no bud, I'm not gonna just sit here and like take off your like whole entire like career. But yeah, we've been rehearsing for almost a month now, and we have our first gig in like a month as well, so that's exciting.
Where is that going to be?
Oh yeah, Owls in Kennesaw. I have so many gigs, I don't even know where
that's,
I am.
That's what you got mama for.
I'm like, I don't. Where are you going to be? I don't know. I don't know anymore. Actually,
see now when I sing for the band, but I'd rather write the songs to play guitar. That's what I'd rather do. So if anybody wants to come in and sing, that's listening, you're welcome to take over and come sing. You too. Anybody wants to, I don't care. I will sit back and I'll play, and I'm more of a songwriter because I love, that's what I'd want to do. I want to get my songs cut, played by other people, but I know as a songwriter, to get them heard, you got to play them.
Yeah.
And I wish places, and I know there's some here in Georgia, but I wish it was more songwriter central like Nashville.
Yeah.
That's, I've had this conversation plenty of times because a lot of times when you do your original, like you said earlier, mm-hmm. people don't want to hear it. They want to hear covers.
Yeah.
Which to me is a shame because why do you want to hear cover when you like the original? Let's hear original music. Mm-hmm. Help them out. I get it. Sometimes people are at different stages of their career. Mm-hmm. So when they hear original, they think, oh my God, it's Kumbaya by the fireplace.
Yeah.
And it sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's really, really good.
Yeah, that's I played a few originals last night because I think he works there. I'm not 100% sure, but he was requesting. He was like, you should sing some of your originals. And I was like, okay. And he really liked them. So there's like usually, especially at like wineries and stuff like that, people are there kind of like to like sip on wine and listen to music. So a lot of those places like that will request originals. Mm-hmm. Those are more prone to ask for originals than like a bar, you know, where everybody just wants to like dance and do whatever. So yeah, it's exciting though when people like actually like want to listen to my music. I'm like, I got you.
Twist my arm just a little bit more, right?
Yeah, like okay.
See, and that's what I love about the community. When you learn as a songwriter, mm-hmm. you pick your place. Like if you're at a bar,
yeah,
you do not want to play slow, sad songs
no.
to a bunch of drunks. You will lose the crowd, mm-hmm. and it will get out of hand in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
it happens. If you're in church, you may want to not sing about drinking and all the other heathen stuff that most of my songs are. So I'll never be singing in a church. Know your crowd, get to mm-hmm. mix it in, and it's cool.
That's like the biggest part. That's like the biggest part of being like a smaller artist and you're playing like these small little gigs that you're playing. You've got to know what the people are into because, I mean, that's like my dad. He'll be like, some people really like Queen or Bad Company, but some people would prefer like, I don't know, like Olivia Rodrigo or like like a pop song or something like that. It just depends on like the person. So you have to like play for everybody to make sure that everybody's like happy. See? And like, just like, oh, wow, like, I really like her, like, voice and stuff like, so they'll pay attention, you know, because some people, if you're playing songs that they don't know, they're just going to be in their own little la-la land, you know, doing whatever, having conversations mm-hmm. and not even paying attention, like, oh, it's just a radio play and like, whatever, you know, so.
See, and I always love when a songwriter has that same problem, right? They're sitting in a bar, like we talk about Mad Life. You're sitting on a patio, you're playing, and they're there eating. They're not there to listen to you.
Yeah.
Your background music.
Yeah.
We know what we are.
Yeah.
I know that. But it's so cool to watch when they take a song. It's usually a slow song that gets them. And they command the audience, and everybody shuts up and listens.
Yeah.
To me, that's the most, that's the best part about it, is I want to see a song that I can pull somebody and get them to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Just for a few minutes and listen, and then go back and talk when I'm playing covers. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, oh my God, I don't even know how many songs I have, but a lot of people tend to listen to, what is it? A Tuscan Sun. That's the first song that I ever wrote. That like will ever actually go out somewhere. You know, I've had other songs, but those will never see the light of day. But that's like my first song I ever wrote that I was like, yeah, I want this one to be out. But a lot of people tend to like that one just cause it's like a slower, but it's like a happy song, you know?
Okay.
So it's not like sad and depressing, which is what a lot of my songs are for some reason, but yeah, whatever. It's part of the gene, I think, of songwriting.
Oh yeah.
It's easier. It's easier to write sad songs.
And I think the people who appreciate the sad songs are always songwriters.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's something, and I had a buddy, he started Trick Pony, and we wrote songs, and he told me, he said, the key to getting a slow song is you got to say something that's never been said before.
Yeah.
That's the trick, because everybody's,
yeah,
you got a girl, she left, boohoo, it's been done a million times, right?
Yeah.
How do you change that to make it fit you and say something that's different? And that's always a trick of a songwriter.
Yeah, that's what I always try to like challenge myself to do, to like I listen to Taylor Swift a lot because her songwriting, a lot of people don't like her for I don't know what reason, just because it's a trend, but and everybody likes to go with trends, but if you listen to like her lyrics, especially like Evermore and Folklore, those two albums, those are like some of her like saddest but like lyrical albums when it comes down to it. And so I take a lot of like inspiration from her and how she writes, because I don't even know how she comes up with half of her stuff. I'm like, okay, like what, how, when, like, and a lot of them, people think, oh, all she writes is about like her breakups, but half of Folklore is just a whole story, fairy tale that she made up in her head during COVID, because, you know, there was nothing else to do, because you just had to sit there and look at the wall, rewatch the same TV show 100 times. Yep. So she started making up like little stories and stuff like that, and that's what Folklore is all about. It's just like a whole storyline of just things she made up in her head, and see, that's what I've been trying to do lately, is just make up stories instead of like write about some like my own experiences. I'll even write about like some of my friends' experiences and stuff like that. I'll be like, can I like write a song about this? And they're like, yeah, I don't care. And I'm like, okay.
See, and as a parent, your mom can relate to this. Kids say the darndest things. You've seen this TV show. I've gotten so much stuff from my kids, right? I had one song I wrote, and I can't get it right because it won't fit my voice. And I'll let you hear it later, and you can, if you want to mess with it, you're more than welcome. It's called The Balloon.
Okay.
And the story came to me from my twins. They were 3-4 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, kids, they get balloons. They love balloons. They have them. So they get out of the car, and Cheyenne loses her balloon. And so Gibson comes up. It's okay, sissy. It's going to heaven. And I'm like, ooh. Okay. So I took that idea, and I wrote a song about called The Balloon. It's about a kid who's dying in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics are basically the father is holding on by a string.
Yeah.
And so the balloon is the kid, you know, the kid's happy. He's only seen blue skies in his life.
Yeah.
It's a really, really sad song. It doesn't fit my voice. And the way I wrote it, I have to, like I said, it's such a unique, unique version. And it's probably the saddest song. It literally tears me up when I play it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote another song called Please Come Home. It was, again, my daughter this time.
Yeah.
My wife is military. She was gone for a year. She was in South Carolina. She got mobilized.
Mm-hmm.
And so daddy's in charge. Well, we all know when daddy's in charge of stuff, it's not the, it goes a little bit weird.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there on the bed, and I'm playing a guitar, thinking of a riff. And she walks in and goes, "Daddy, I don't like sleeping in wet pajamas." Okay. So I started wrote a song, and the first line is, "I don't like sleeping in wet pajamas." And I turned it into, says, "Please come home." Basically, he's sorry that he what he did. And it's like,
yeah.
I turned every part of my relationships growing up, and I put him in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember because I played it out one time. And this lady, I remember this to the day because it's so funny. She goes, "Does that guy know what an ass he is?" And I'm like, since that guy is me in the story, he absolutely knows how much of an ass he is.
Actually.
Because it's like talking about, go, he went and got her candy and ate it on the way home. He cooked her dinner, but it burnt. So he did all these things and they went wrong, you know. And it's a funny song, but you get stuff I did.
It's just,
anyway.
Yeah, it's just random stuff. That's like, I have a friend, her name's Sarah. She lives in Canada, actually. We met through Greta Van Fleet and like going to tours, like their tour and stuff. I love Greta Van Fleet. But I was writing a song and I was like, can I like use like a little bit of like your like story and like your name? She was like, yeah, sure. And so I wrote that song and she was like, oh my God, like this is like amazing. I'm like, thanks. Thanks. And that's like, I have a song, I'm 21 and the lyrics are, I turned 22 a few days ago because I wrote it about my friend. She was complaining about how it's her birthday and she was just sitting there alone because she lives in a whole different city than like her whole entire family and stuff like that. And so like, she like didn't know a lot of people and like didn't have anything to do. And I was like, no offense, Grace, but I'm going to write a song about this. She's like, okay, whatever.
Well, let's hear one of your songs.
Okay.
What song? See, I'm a songwriter too, so I like to hear stories. So before we cut all this and get it in, what song do you want to do first?
What song should I do first?
Does Mama have a favorite? And guys, listen, you hear the squeaky chair has made its return.
She never plays my favorite.
No, I'm not doing that one. I'll do your other favorite. It's the one about that I wrote about Grace. It's basically about like her turning 22 and then like I did my own twist to it, obviously, because I'm not just gonna write about like somebody's whole life, but it's basically like if I like kept quiet, if I stopped complaining, if I stopped being myself, then maybe like somebody would stay, you know. And like still date me and stuff like that. So that's how I kind of wrote it. After I wrote like the first verse, I was like, okay, this part will be about Grace, and then like the rest is just like a whole story that I just made up in my head, and it basically like tells itself, you know. It's pretty just to the point, but that's pretty much what it's about. It's like if I like stopped complaining and if I stopped like talking as much and being myself, then maybe somebody would like stay. So yeah, that's what the story. Yeah,
if I tried.
Saw myself being this old. Now here I am alone, checking to see if anyone's called me on the phone. It's dark outside and all I can see are the shadows lurking beneath the trees. I never thought it would come to this, but here I am staring at the abyss outside. In my life suddenly all I can think is that if I tried a little bit harder, if I cried a little bit softer, maybe someone would stay and hold my hand, wish me the best birthday I could ever have if I tried. If I cried, kept quiet. I'm sorry if I'm not your type. I didn't think that you'd be the guy to hold my hand, make me feel special. I looked into your eyes and I saw the devil, and now I know what I'm gonna do. Run away from you, get the hell out of Dodge, and save myself. If I tried a little bit harder, if I cried a little bit softer. birthday. I could ever have if I ride into the sunset with you, and I made you my man. Maybe one day I'll see all of it, your true colors, and none of the rest if I try. If I cry. Darkness that makes me so sad. One day it will be better, but today is not that day. It's okay that it's not, but I can't promise that I'll stop if I tried a little bit harder, if I cried a little bit softer. Maybe someone will stay and hold my hand, wish me the best birthday I could ever have if I ride into the sunset with you, made you my man. Maybe one day I'll see all of it, your true colors, and none of the rest if I try. If I cry.
So I like that. That it's very now kind of way that people sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
How would you say it? It's a style that people do, and it's very like breathy and low key.
Yeah, that's more. I don't know, like folk indie. You know, a lot of people have said that they're like indie artists because indie's just like your own sound thing, you know, whatever you want to do with it. So that's kind of what I've decided to like call myself, like a folk indie type artist, because like a lot of my songs don't sound this, like obviously they don't sound the same, but like even like the same like genre.
Yeah,
some are more like folk, some are more rock, some are more poppy, like, you know, just different. So I'm like, yeah, indie, that'll work.
Yeah. That I could totally hear a pop beat behind it. That's what I hear on it.
Yeah.
It's not one of those things where you'd have like a whole drum percussion set on it. It'd be just, you know, maybe a cone or some kind of the 808s or whatever they put
more,
on there.
More soft.
Yeah.
Drum beat.
What was the line about the devil? Because I like that line.
Bass. What is the line?
It's hard to see guitar. It's always hard to do it when you're on your own songs.
Yeah.
Right.
Mama
knows the words.
Yeah. Basically, it's saying that, like, the second verse is, like, I'm sorry if I'm not your type. Like, it's basically, like, she was, like, just there to, like, flirt. And she's like, I didn't really think that you'd be the guy. And then it said, like, to hold my hand and make me feel special. And she's like, I looked into your eyes and I saw the devil.
That's
so basically it's like, looked in like and found out who you actually were, I realized that you're like not the best person. So if you you know how like a lot of sadly, sorry about it, not really, a lot of guys nowadays, they'll be like, oh, you're so pretty, and like hit on you, but as soon as you turn them down, they're like, I didn't even like you, like I didn't even want you, like you're ugly, why you look like that? And you're like, dude, you just hit on me. So that's basically kind of what I was doing to him. Like I never actually did that to somebody, but like in the lyrics it's like, I'm sorry if like I'm not your type, but I really didn't think that you'd be the guy because like you're a piece of crap. Just like how they do like us a lot of times. It's never really happened to me, but I know a lot of people that it has happened to. So I'm like, okay.
See, it's funny because guys, and trust me, I was, when I was a kid, I was a pain in the ass. I get it. I know how it is. I've been turned down. I don't get mad at the girls. Like, okay, whatever, you're lost.
Yeah.
But I have a daughter now. So that's God's way of laughing. It's like, ha ha, all the shit that you did. Now you got to protect
her. You get the other side of it.
So now you see why she's in wrestling. Because I was like, okay, she's going to kick their ass.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take them and time up.
That's what I'm doing. I'm like lifting weights and stuff. I used to play softball, so I was very active. But now I'm not. Like, I'm active sort of because of music. I'm going all kinds of places, but I'm not necessarily doing a lot of cardio or lifting weights or anything like that. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to be a unit. And then if anybody tries to mess with me, you think my dad's going to come get you? Not anymore. It's gonna be me.
See, I told her that she tries to be like me. Like, sweetheart, you can't be like me. I'm one of those people that most songwriters are introverts. They don't talk a lot with people. And when I grew up, I had a speech impediment, so I didn't talk at all. So to get over all that stuff, I do this. I do podcasts. I do music. I make myself get out there. And I told her, I said, I'm raising her to be strong, independent. I said, there's not certain guys are not gonna be able to handle you. That's fine. Yeah. You don't need to worry about them, because a lot of times guys want to come and play the hero, and there's no hero needed.
Because I am the hero.
Right? There's no hero needed. And then there's a woman. Oh, I'm the hero. Well, then open your own pickle jar. That's all I'm going to say.
Like,
my wife's military. She's a drill sergeant. She's been in the military for 27 years now, and she could snipe me from 300 yards.
You're like, I'm innocent.
I told her the last words that I'll ever hear is asshole.
That's like growing up. My dad was in the Air Force, so he was out by the time I was born and stuff like that. But, you know, he still had it in his blood and everything like that. He was in for so long. So growing up, we shot guns and did all kinds of stuff. I played softball, I danced, I did basketball, I went to like volleyball camps, all kinds of like different like sport things and music and all kinds. I also grew up with five siblings, so I was just bullied daily. I would get locked in a closet for hours on end and just have to sit there in the dark. So and then like I would walk by and they'd just be like, oh, and grab my head and like face plant me into the like couch and stuff. I'm like, y'all are bullies. So I went to school for like 3 years, I think, and it was, oh my god, everybody thought like, ooh, this is like the weird kid, homeschooled kid. I would show up in my PJs, not even brush my hair. I didn't care what I looked like. I'm here to learn, bro. I'm not here to impress you. We are like, what, 8 years old? I don't care. So we would sit there and like people would like make fun of me and stuff, and I'm like, joke's on you. I woke up right out of bed and came, and guess what? You had to wake up earlier. Sucks for you. I bet you're way more tired than me. Like, I don't care. And now, like, a lot of dudes, I think they're like terrified of me, because like I'm just blunt. I'm just honest. I don't care. Like, oh, you look bad. Sorry. Change. Or like I shoot guns, and a lot of girls do, but whatever, they like go hunting and stuff, but like, you know, they don't like, a lot of them are more girly and stuff like that, and like go off, like whatever, like I'm not gonna like crap on you, but still, like a lot of dudes are like, what the heck, like she can actually like fend for herself, gross. I don't want a girl like that. And I'm like, okay, weirdo. Like, even like the Midnight Pine, my band, oh my god, I verbally abuse them every single day of my life. They'll text and I'm like, shut up, Sasquatch. What are you talking about? Like, stop talking. I asked one last night, he was confused in our text. It was Caden, and I said, how did you even graduate high school? Like, you sound so stupid. Like, I just like abuse them. I like, and they do it back to me, so it's not just like me, it's just like straight up. We all sound like siblings, especially at like band practice. We're like, no, we're gonna do this. No. Like last time we were playing Tennessee Whiskey, and I've never played Tennessee Whiskey with a band, so usually it's just like me playing, so I'll just go straight through like the guitar solo, because I don't do a lot of lead, and even if I did, I'm not gonna do a whole guitar solo with just one guitar,
right?
Like, that's gonna sound really weird. So I just like skip through it, and I forgot. And Gavin, it's pitch black dark. The power went out because of like the hurricane winds that came for some reason. And so you're just sitting like pitch black dark playing, can't even see each other. But I just look over and I just look at it. Gavin just goes, not your turn. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't even know how to take that, because he just like, he's like 6 foot. He's huge. They're all huge except Caden. He's tiny. But they're like tall, you know. I'm like 5'3", and he's like this like huge man is just like, not your turn, with his like little pointer finger. And I'm like, okay. Like, and so like, it's just crazy because like, I feel like I've always been like picky about like who I hang out with anyways. So like finding like some dudes that are like not mean, like 24/7 about just like random stuff, you know, like we can bully each other and we all think it's funny, mm-hmm. you know, it's nice to have finally, because I don't hang out with a lot of people anyways. I'm very picky on who I hang out with because I can get along with everybody, but I don't want to waste my time. Does that make sense? So yeah.
Yep.
It's nice to have a band that I actually get along with and I don't have to like argue with in like a bad sense.
See, now you're that's the relationship that guys have with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why my daughter is like has issues sometimes with girls, like because they don't treat each other. They're very catty.
Yeah.
They just want to pick and pick and pick. And I'm like, guys will tell you straight out and then they'll laugh about it. That's mm-hmm. it. And you laugh with each other, you pick yeah. up each other, they can handle it. You got some that can't. I mean, mm-hmm. you've seen them. I mean, especially these younger guys. Like, I wrote a song because of I saw a young guy. He was getting out of his car. He's vaping, and he's got his shorts on, and he's got his little Crocs on.
Oh, my
on.
God. And what's up with the shorts?
And
they're
I'm
so
like,
short.
Where are all the men? And I wrote a song called Where Are All the Men? And the first line is, John Wayne never wore skinny jeans. And I'm like, and then there's man buns. And I'm like, I don't get it. I mean, granted.
Oh, I love man buns. Oh. But only if they're like muscular.
No,
it has to even it out. I love long hair on men though, like rocker boys. Yeah,
see, maybe because I never could have long hair. I mean,
you're like, shut up, I hate this.
Like, you can see that over there. That was me as when I did modeling stuff when I was 20 years old. I had a full head of hair, but I always wanted long hair. I never yeah. could get hair. Grew an afro, it just grew up.
Oh,
and so
you just became
it.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, well, like an afro, that's what it was. It's like my beard. It gets bushy now. That's what grows more than mm-hmm. anything else. You get older, weird hair grows. Hair grows in weird places.
Yeah.
Happens to the best of us. See, I told you this is a conversation. This isn't mm-hmm. ever, I don't ever script these things. I
oh,
never know
God,
where
no.
it's going to lead. We start talking about afros and beards. And
Man buns.
Who knows where else we're going to go. So we'll get to music now a little bit. So I try to direct us back. You got a project going on. You're trying to do like an album, or you're trying to, what do you got going?
I'm just releasing songs right now. I have like album ideas in like my notes. Oh my God. I have an ungodly amount of like song notes. I have like, you know, like different folders and stuff, and oh, it's yeah. like songs, and it's just like, it just never stops or ends. It's just like keeps going, you know? But right now I just want to release like a few songs, that I know a lot of people either will relate to or just like in general. Whether they relate to it or not, they're just like, yeah, this is fun. So I'm going to be recording a few songs like that and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm excited, but I do have album ideas.
No.
But I just don't know when that'll happen.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
But, oh, yeah.
I've been
working on the album for how long?
Yeah. I've been recording with Bruce Bell. He hasn't done like he hasn't recorded people in a while, but he has like a whole studio at his house, and it's very like perfect. Basically, it's very perfect. So he's been doing all of my stuff, and I got to get the boys in to do the guitar solos and bass lines and all kinds of stuff whenever we all have time, because I want to be there, because they don't know Bruce, you know. It's I don't want them to be like walking in this older man's house just being like, hey, we're here to play songs, you know. So but yeah, I'm excited. All of it's exciting and exhausting.
Yes. And like, so what, when you do get them done and you get mm-hmm. them distributed and there, let me know.
Yeah.
And we'll put them, because I do the countdown. Mm-hmm. I do the Georgia Songbird Radio.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and put it out for you as well too, and kind of help yeah. promote it. And if you get an album done, come on, do an album review. And
okay.
what that is, I'm not going to critique your music. It's my opinion. What the hell does it matter? What we do is we listen to the song and the stories, like
yeah.
you're doing today. And that's all it is. And that's how I do it. That's how I want to do it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's an EP or if it's an album.
Yeah.
We had a gentleman come on here. He had 18 songs. And we listened to every one of them, told a story.
Yeah.
And it gave me an idea for an album. Like I told you about albums. I got
yeah.
one for my band idea, but I got one for me. It's like, I want an album called The Greatest Hits You've Never Heard. And it's just going to be songs that fit me more than the band.
Then, yeah.
That you've never heard. I just love that idea because nobody's going to listen. So
yeah, it's just whatever. It's just, yeah, that's like a lot of like small artists. You just kind of release stuff for your own self and like your close friends because they want to listen. A lot of my friends are like, I want to listen to this song because like I heard it once on a live. And I'm like, sorry, my bad. Right. I'm sorry.
See, now, do they have the same problem where like TikTok reels and stuff has kind of ruined everybody because they lose attention after 30 seconds to the song?
Yeah. Like, that's why. Oh, my
Mama's
God.
Mama's laughing.
Okay, so the song that I'm going to be releasing is 6 minutes long.
Nice.
And obviously, my parents, who are not musicians, complain about it all the time because they're like, it needs to be 3 minutes. I'm like, no, if they don't want to listen to the song that's 6 minutes long, they don't have to listen to the freaking song that's 6 minutes long. You can listen to half of it and then you can skip it. But I'm not cutting down a song because then the storyline isn't there. It doesn't make sense in my brain. Like, you can't, no. They're like, you should just like cut it down. And I'm like, cut it down how? You can't cut down this song. Like, it's 6 minutes long for a reason.
Yep.
Like, I can't cut down half the song because then it's just like half of a story.
Now we're about to
and then you're just going to be on the edge of your seat like, what happened?
We're about to debunk that. Mama, what's one of your favorite bands?
It's hard now because of her.
Well, she likes the daughter, of course. Growing up, who did you listen to?
Steve Miller Band.
So you listen to that, like that 70s rock and roll. How long was Stairway to Heaven? How long was Freebird? How long was Indigata Da Vida?
Yeah.
18 minutes long.
See?
That was the fast forward through the acoustic parts, which I love acoustic now, but I would
yep.
A little bit faster.
So I'm about to say, they say that, I get her point about cutting it down for making it radio friendly, but is it, if there's solos, I've got a song that's, I don't care how long it is. Like, it's almost 5 minutes long, but I have two solos in it. I have an acoustic solo and I have an electric solo. It builds the song up.
Yeah.
And that's the era I grew up with, Bad Company.
Yeah.
It's an off air, the Freebird, Eagles. I love the Eagles. You know, Hotel California. They're all 6-7 minute songs.
Yeah. That's like Greta Van Fleet, their song, The Way to Dreams. Mm-hmm. It's like, the lyrics are like probably like 4 minutes. And then the rest of the like songs, like 4.5 minutes, is just guitar solo.
Yeah.
And you bet I sing every bit of that guitar solo every time it comes on.
See?
Because I've memorized it.
I'm getting
it's the
some,
best part.
Yeah. I'm getting some ideas for songs for you now because you like longer solos.
Yes,
so
I
we're
love long
give
solo
you a longer
songs.
Song that I have to cut down that you have to sing because you can't do a solo. So I'm thinking, I'm getting
that's kind of what I did. Like, I wanted to sing The Weight of Dreams at one point, so I just like cut out the whole like solo. I'm like, I don't care. What are you doing? Boo-hoo.
What is one of your favorite songs to sing that you do covers of? Because I saw your YouTube videos. You have like covers of those songs.
Right now? Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I do like.
Hadn't heard that one.
Actually, guys. No. I do like acoustically Landslide is a really fun one. Just because it's a lot of picking, and I do like picking whenever I can. Landslide, Cornelia Street by Taylor Swift. Nobody knows that song unless you're a Swiftie. But it's just fun to play, and like the story. What else do I like to play? Mama. But I don't like those aren't like my favorites.
She asks for your opinion, and then she tells you she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
That's a daughter.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Better Man. I do like playing Better Man. And Casey Musgraves, she just came out with a new song, Deeper Well. I like playing that one. It's like a lot of kind of like picking type, kind of like Landslide, you know?
Okay.
Slower, but like a story. I'd like playing that one as well. It's very fun, and it literally just came out. It's like brand new. So yeah, those are like probably like what, 3 or 4.
Yep. Let's give me some ideas for some rock songs. So I know you got band practice in a little bit. So let's get another one of your songs. Which one do you do next?
Let me just look at my list because it'll make it easier. We'll do John Denver.
Okay.
So I love John Denver. So when was it? 2 years ago? Two, one? 2022, my grandmother passed away, and she was like my best friend. But we hadn't seen each other since COVID hit because, you know, she's older and everything. My mommy's going to cry. But she passed away, and it was 2 days before my birthday. And we ended up burying her on my birthday. And it was my 19th birthday, and then my dad, for some reason, he's not even sentimental, but he was like, this was her way of like saying goodbye and like celebrating your last day, like your last teenage year with you. And I was like, okay, you can stop talking now. but my name's Aspen. We haven't said that, you know, we did, but you know, just a reminder. I was named after the aspen trees, but I've always wanted to go to Aspen, Colorado. I've always wanted to go to Colorado in general. Colorado has just always been my dream. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved John Denver. So I kind of took like inspiration from his sound. And I wrote a song, and it was basically talking about how I grew up on John Denver and my name is Aspen. And I like to joke around and say that I'm named after the John Denver song Starwood and Aspen, but it's actually I'm named after like nature. But then like the first lyrics are like, but in my brain, they both sound the same. Mm-hmm. Like Starwood and Aspen and nature is like basically the same thing in my brain. And then I think we were at Bear Claw, and I sang it, and my parents just looked at me because I don't show them my songs. I don't show anybody my songs until like I'm on stage.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know why, but it's just me. I'm a very private person. So, I just sang it, and then they were like, we didn't even tell you this, but we got money from where, my grandmother passed away, and, we were going to use it to go to Colorado. So it was just a crazy story. So yeah, that's the story behind John Denver.
So you got to go to Colorado?
I did. I went in August of 2022.
Did you love it?
Oh my God, I cried when I had to come home.
I've been several times. The first time I ever went to Colorado, my redneck ass decided I don't need nothing but jeans and a hoodie. And I went in January.
No!
I ended up getting mountain sickness. I had to carry an oxygen tank around me the whole time. I remember me and my wife and the kids weren't born yet. That she's pregnant with them. She was like a few months pregnant. And we went to this horse ranch, went to rent a park. That's where we went. Mm-hmm. So it was like 9,800 elevation, whatever it was. And I remember we're doing a little snow ride with the horses in a buggy through the snow. And again, all I have was my hoodie. That was it. And my jeans. And I'm free. They gave me a horse blanket. I'm laying in a horse blanket, curled up, freezing my ass off. And then we get inside, and they had like soup and cornbread stuff they fed us.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that stuff. I ate so much of that soup just to stay warm. I will always take clothes now when I go to Colorado because it was not a joke. It got me.
Oh my God. Yeah, we were in August. It was in August, and it was kind of chilly. Like when you get like up like higher, yeah. It was a little chilly. Which of course I love the cold. I like winter and I like fall. I do not like summer. I'm not a summer person. Mm-hmm. I do not like the warm. Don't know why I live in Georgia. Because it's always warm.
Yep.
It's like what 60 degrees in March. It's March. Oh my God, it's March. But yeah, when I went, I was like, yes, I missed the cold because we don't get this anymore.
I took the kids back in June, a couple year or so ago. We went and getting a Jeep. All I needed then was my hoodie and my jeans, so I was good. Yeah. But we stayed right outside of Denver, and then we went to the Stanley Hotel.
That's where we stayed our first night.
The Stanley Hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, did y'all see any ghosts? Because you know it's haunted as hell.
I am a very big paranormal person, actually. I go all around the United States with my friends, Steve and Dylan, Haunted Nights. Shout out to them. They're probably not going to listen to this because they're so busy with their life. But I go around because they do events everywhere, and I've been going since 2022 everywhere with them, different places to investigate. So, yeah. It was very fun because I was like, guess where I'm going? So I loved it.
See, now that's when you guys showed up. I was telling you, my daughter was showing me a YouTube of Sam and Cody, I think is what
Sam
it's called.
And Colby.
Yes,
that's Stephen Dillon's friends.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell Shy before you guys leave. Yeah. She'll be tickled. But they, I told her, because I, me and my bassist Jordan, buddy Shane, we went to the Waverly.
Me, I did too, twice.
Did you? Did you have anything happen there?
Yes, a lot. Uh-huh. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I remember walking down that hall in the dark. It felt like something was
on
you.
It was terrifying. It feels like there's eyes everywhere. Like, yes. You're just like, it's like you're walking in a crowd and everybody just knows who you are and they're all like,
mm-hmm.
You're it, like, it's terrifying. Because me and two other people, we decided to do the Waverly Challenge, if they told you what that was.
That's where you go down the halls. And,
yeah, you'd go all by yourself. And we all went. I was literally like bending over, gagging. I was like, I need to leave. This is horrible. This is terrifying. And it was in like March. So it was cold.
Yes.
It was cold. So I'm sitting here like shaking, like I got frostbite or something. And I'm like, this is, I'm going to go home. And then like, as soon as like I saw like everybody else, I was like, hey guys. Like I was fine. But like alone, I was like.
We went into the room where the doctor had done like all the patients and we're like mm-hmm. asking all these questions and stuff. And then nothing, right? So as soon as we walk out the door, yeah. It slams behind us.
Really?
Yes.
It's crazy. I remember we were in, where were we? I think the morgue. And we were sitting there and we were doing like an Estes method, if you know what that is. Mm-hmm. It's basically a radio and it's just scanning as okay. fast as you can. And you have headphones on and whatever it like comes through, it's said to be like a spirit. And I was sitting there and like I was under, and like you have to have a blindfold so that everybody knows that you're like not sitting there cheating and stuff like that, you know. It's a very meticulous thing. But I was under and I like had my headphones, like I was pressing them to my ear so I made sure that I couldn't hear anybody. And I was like, this hand is really cold. And as soon as that happened, another girl was under Estes like across the room, and she was like, that's me. And I was like, okay, gotta go. Gotta leave. Bye. Like, don't hold my hand.
All right.
Don't hold my hand.
See, we're going to turn this into a paranormal podcast. All right, let's get your song in, damn, before we get into more okay. scary stuff. That was fun.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
forgot what song you're playing.
John Denver.
Okay.
John Denver, she thought this was where she got her name. Little did she know it came from Mother Nature. But in her brain they felt the same. That's why she called them hers. Cause that's what she always preferred. Fell asleep to starwood and aspen. And she dreamed about the day she could visit. People always told her there would be so much more. But she doesn't really care, cause she was laying on the floor singing to her favorite songs every night. She didn't care what they said out of spite. About going out west. She thinks moving out there would be the best. All of the sights and all of the nature. Thought it was fitting for her. So she packs her bags and she moves out to Colorado. She doesn't know what might be in store for her, but she can't wait till tomorrow. Since I was six, she told me she had made a list.
We practice in a like a building. Mm-hmm. They have like a shop, and I'll just like lay it on the ground, and they're like, ain't no way you just laid that Taylor on the concrete like that. And then Caden was like, I mean, shoot, with how many gigs she's played, she's probably already paid it off. I'm like, dude, I've had this thing since I was what, 15 16. She's beat up.
Yeah, I love my Taylor guitar. The only problem I have with Taylor guitars is when you plug them in,
mm-hmm.
is they get they're high. They're too high end. Come on in, mama.
She's
they're too high. I don't like the way they sound when they're plugged in, but when they're live, mm-hmm. like this, they sound so good.
I love my Taylor. I also have a Martin. I don't play it a lot. I should. I love the way the Martin sounds. I love my Martin. I just don't play it a lot. But this one has the cutout, you know, and it's so much easier because when I play Bad Company, I play Feel Like Making Love. I obviously have to go higher. So when I'm playing like the beginning of like the song, it's like the doo, 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 I have to go higher, and it's so hard with my Martin because it doesn't have the cutout. I'm like sitting there and like the guitar is in my way to get to the strings. I'm like, move, like get out of my way. So I tend to play my Taylor more. Plus, I'm just used to her, but yeah. I really do need to play my Martin because I love the sound of my Martin. It's more like, I don't know, it's like bassier, especially when like unplugged as well. Like, it's just, and I love the sound of like the bass.
I'm having Shia bring me out a guitar. I'm going to show you one that I got. She's already claimed this guitar because I have my, the Kepma guitar is one I play a lot, but I play the Taylor too. So I'm telling Shia to bring me the Kepma. That's why I edit some of this down. Kepma. I'll let you see it. But I play it out a lot because it's deeper tone, mm-hmm. right? And then, I don't know if I have it out here or not. Yeah, behind you, the Ibanez, the nylon string.
It
has a pickup in it. So I play that one a lot because it is very deep.
Yeah.
And so I love that kind of sound to it.
Yeah.
Now, I got an idea for your challenge. I'm sitting here listening to you sing. That song I've heard so far is my favorite.
Thank you.
There's just, it's the feeling. Mm-hmm. You sing it with such feeling, and it's like, ooh, I got an idea for a song.
Okay.
And I don't want you to do it their way. I want you to do it kind of like that,
like my
your
own
way. Sad songwriter. Mom and the Papas.
Okay.
California Dreaming.
Oh, I love that song. Yes. I love that song.
Do you play that
out? Yeah. I've never played it on the guitar or anything like that, but I do love that song. I love Mama and the Papas. They were iconic, but yes. Yeah, I'll definitely learn it.
Because I think you could take those 60 women's rock songs and turn it down like that. I think of Janis Joplin, but no, I'll give you some Mamas and Papas.
Oh, yeah, I play Janis, but the Mama and the Papas, I feel like that's more of my sound as well than like Janis. Obviously, I'm really good with Janis. Like, my voice can do it, but like my own song writing,
mm-hmm.
yeah. like the music, it's crazy because like the music I listen to is like completely opposite of like the, what the music like I write. Besides, like I listen to like Taylor Swift, like I love Taylor Swift, and like I feel like my songs sound a lot like hers as well, like when it comes to songwriting and stuff. But like I listen to like a lot of like newer rock, 70s rock, all kinds of like rock. And it's funny because none of my songs sound like that really. Like they, Criminal Games. That's pretty much the only one. But, okay. Yeah, my songs are more like soft and like heartfelt, and then obviously rock is like,
Well, you got a style, and there's nothing wrong with that style. I mean, you mentioned Taylor Swift a lot. Taylor Swift gets a lot of crap, but she is the most
successful.
She
kind
of brings it on herself, but she is the most marketable person. She is such a genius when it comes to marketing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, when you get that big,
she's a businesswoman.
Absolutely.
She knows. Plus, she was raised, like, she was so young going into it that, like, when she was, like, growing up, it was basically part of her, like, like, whole entire being. So, like, she's been doing this since she was, like, what, 14?
I think I listened to her, I think, Midnight album. Is that one of them?
Yeah, Midnights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to that, and I'm sitting there listening, and I'm like, that all those songs to me sounded the same. To me, the image I got out of it was teenage girls crying in her bed. That's what I got from her album. Like, well, that's kind of, I guess, the demographic she's going for. So I guess she did a good job. But I mean, there's other songs of hers that I really love. You know, even from the earlier stuff, the guitar.
You would probably love like Evermore. Mm-hmm. Evermore is my absolute favorite album. It's, oh my God, it's so good. And there's just so many songs on there, and they all sound so different. Like Champagne Problems is more piano sounding, and then like Marjorie is about her grandmother actually. Yeah. And her grandmother is actually, she was an opera singer, and at the end of it she's actually singing in the background with her, because she passed away when she was 13. But like all the songs, like they're all so different but all like the same. Right. Does that make sense? But they all have like their different stories, and I take so much inspiration from that singular album.
I have to listen.
It's so good,
because she did that one, I don't know if it was the one with Bad Blood and all that, but it was
1989.
No, I love that album. That's pretty good. It was, maybe it was the one after, it was very overproduced, kind of a, I have to look and see.
Reputation,
maybe.
I love Reputation.
I don't know. I don't pay attention enough to it, but I know listening to it is so overproduced. I'm like, I remember her playing my guitar, and I know she's a love story, and she's changing her style.
Oh,
she's,
she changes. Adapted. Oh, none of her albums sound the same. It's crazy. Like all of her albums are completely different from each other.
Which is cool.
It's amazing how much, because like a lot of people like say that like she is the music industry because of like how many genres and stuff like that she like just like goes through, because like Reputation is more like a rock sounding, like hardcore, not rock, but like harder like sounding music, and then like 1989 is like her album, like that is like, that's like the one that really like put her on like top. She was already on, like she was already known, but like 1989 really like set the charts for her. And it's more like pop, happy, like crazy girlfriend, like stuff like that, and like a lot of girls love that type of stuff. And then like obviously like her first album, her debut album, Taylor Swift, is more like in the backwoods in a creek, you know, type listening, like very early 2000s, like when it comes to country. Like it's crazy because like all of them, I'm like, how teach, you need to just come up with your own college.
She does, she had her own marketing class, because it's funny, I had this conversation before, it's like songs stand the test of time. I talk about Mama and Papa's still, people listen to them, they love them.
Oh yeah.
And I, it got me thinking, like, who in this generation would you remember?
Taylor Swift.
There, she'd be like the next Dolly, because Dolly is, everybody loves Dolly.
Yeah,
you know, I think when Taylor gets older, probably everybody start loving her, because right now people just love to hate. But she's, Dolly is one person I would love to get on the show, just, and I've said this a thousand times, Dolly Parton, come on the show. If anybody knows Dolly, Keith, I know you know Dolly, so tell her to come on the show. Because she's influenced so many songwriters. Taylor Swift.
Miley Cyrus.
I don't know that, influencing that, but Taylor Swift.
Oh, Miley Cyrus. Yeah. No, that's her goddaughter.
Yeah.
So they sing a lot together and stuff like that.
And, I won't turn her down, but I don't think she's really influenced anybody. Taylor Swift, on the other hand, has.
Oh, no. I meant like Dolly influencing Miley.
Oh, yeah.
So like stuff like that. Like Dolly influences a lot of people. But yeah, it's
men
crazy.
And women.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the stories I've heard of Dolly from people firsthand that know her, she reminds me of my grandmother, my granny. So it's like, because she's so funny and she's like dirty-minded and it's just like hilarious to be around her. Like,
so it's like Anna Lynn.
Yes. It's like also those older ladies that just did not give a crap about what you thought. And it's like, whatever.
That's like granny.
Yep. My granny was the same way. I've told a story to plenty of people. I remember we went to a family reunion one time. And we went to Mrs. Winter's when they had more of them. And we'd always get like the tea for the reunion and we'd take it in. And so I remember my granny, we're going through the drive-thru and we order the stuff. And we get to the window. And she goes, I want that good tea. I don't want that shit you serve everybody else.
That sounds like granny. You would walk in and granny would be like, why are you wearing that? And you're like, oh, I'm going to leave now. I'm going to go home. Okay.
I don't know about your granny, but every time mine was alive, you could not leave her house without 15 different things that she did not need.
That's like mama. Except my grandmother, Nanny, she's not the one that tries to make mama do it. Mama's like, I'll take it. And I'm like, no, you won't. Leave it. It can go to the trash. And it somehow still ends up in my car. I don't know why.
I remember when I was 18. The day I turned 18, I moved out. And I remember granny, she came to the high school one day to get me because me and daddy were fighting. Mm-hmm. She goes, come home. I'm like, I'll come home when I'm ready. She goes, you need to come home now. And I remember, no, you need to get your ass out going home. And I remember this girl was like, you can't talk to your granny that way. I was like, if you knew that woman, trust me, this is light. But she was that kind of person. And I remember when I moved out at 18, I didn't have any money. I was living in a trailer that my dad swapped a gun for to keep me at the house, to keep me around here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm living there, I have food. And so she ended up getting me like Pop-Tarts and these big jugs of peanut butter.
Oh my God.
From like Sam's, like the 5-gallon jugs of peanut butter. And so I would eat peanut butter and Pop-Tarts all the time. That's all I would ever eat. I didn't have any money. And then she'd go get like Big Macs.
That's like what college students still live off of.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So she'd get like these Big Macs, like 2 for $5 or whatever at the time. I don't remember what it is now. And I'd stick them in the refrigerator, even like a week later, because they were good when they were cold.
Well, McDonald's is awful now.
I rest that. They've always been awful.
Everything has gone downhill. Like all the fast food, I'm like, gross.
Yeah.
I don't like fast food, though.
Well, see, when I was a kid at McDonald's, they actually had a playground, and you probably remember this.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
The real ones, like the metal cages.
The fun ones. Yeah. Now they have nothing.
There's plastic slides and ball
pits.
They have
nothing. If they have a playground.
Yeah.
If they have one.
Well, they had to, like the one in Cartersville. It's funny, I told you we're getting weird topics. The one in Cartersville had to cancel, take it out or something because somebody got hurt. So I'm like, it's a playground.
Of course people are gonna get hurt.
I'm like, well, they just took the playground away. I was like, they're gonna get hurt. That's what kids do.
Yeah.
Kids get hurt all the time. How many times I got hurt? Thousands of times. I still get hurt. I'm not a kid. I still fall down and run into shit.
Yeah. a few weeks ago I fell and busted my knee. I was like, oh.
My
that's
oldest
fun.
Son Wyatt used to walk into doors. All the time because he would talk and he would
do that
and he'd look back.
That's mama.
And
mama would be talking and walk into a freaking door
and look back talking to you and smacks right into the door frame.
Mama would do that.
He did that. And Gibson, the 14-year-old twin with Cheyenne, trips every time. Like he plays football or basketball, you could count. He's going to trip. Running down the court, sure enough, he falls. He trips over his own feet. Playing football. Running to line up.
That's
he
like
trips.
My best friend Morgan. She's so tall. She's like, I don't even know, like 5'8". 5'9", she's huge. And she's like this tall, like lanky little girl, you know? And she, oh my God, I'm always like, Morgan, she's also an airhead. Straight, complete airhead. Like there's no one living in that brain. Like it's like the lights are on, but no one's home. I'm like, Morgan. And she'll just like, it's like a baby deer or like a baby giraffe that was just born. I'm like, you really do need some like padding on your body, because I swear. And we go to the gym together and I'm like, please don't die. Please don't drop it on me. First of all, you're taller than me. I can't carry you anywhere because you would still be on the ground. So please just don't die. She needs like bubble wrap or something around her.
Bubble, it was that movie Bubble Boy, where they had a guy to walk around in the cage. It's a Jake Gyllenhaal movie. Have you seen it?
I don't think I have.
Has Mama seen it? No. It's a early 2000s, maybe late 90s movie called Bubble Boy. You got to watch that. He's like, okay, he's like a sick kid, and he wants to get out in the world, and the only way he can do it is in his bubble. So he's riding motorcycles.
Like a little hamster.
Yeah.
A little hamster. Oh, my God. That's what Morgan needs.
It's a hilarious movie.
She needs to be in a hamster wheel.
You got, what time is your practice? You said at 4? You could be there at 4?
4-ish. Four. The boys won't even be there at 4. So
oh, okay.
We always come in at the same time. I'm always first. And then Caden, he lives there. So he just, like, walks down the hill, you know, with all of his stuff. And he just, like, trots down. And then Miles parks right behind me. And then Gavin comes in about 10 minutes later. I'm like, there he is.
Well, good. Then we got time. Then we'll do another song, and then we'll do, like, I have like a wheel of death. Always ask questions. It's pretty fun at the
end. Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit off air too. But what's the last song you want to do?
Oh my God, let me look at all of my songs. Which one? Is this the end? Okay, I wrote this one. It sounds, well, it probably doesn't to anyone else, but it sounds funky in my head because I wrote this on the piano.
Okay.
But I wrote this. There's actually no reason I wrote this. I just wrote it. It's basically just like an actual story. Like, just came up with it for no reason. Like, just, it's just a whole story. Because I haven't even dated anybody and I don't even know how long. So, it's obviously I'm not heartbroken, but whoever is, this is your song.
Pretend I am. See how long it takes till I'm crying in bed, alone with my thoughts. I can feel my broken heart again. I'll close my eyes and all I see are those blue eyes piercing through me. Is this the end of my life? Is this the end of you and I? I can't believe, don't wanna see you and me at the end. I miss the beginning. Can we go back, fix what we lack? What we lack. this the end of my life? Is this the end of you and I? I can't believe I don't wanna see you and me at the end. And I miss the beginning. Can we go back and fix what we lack? But I know we can't. We can't, we can't, I know we can't.
So that was a great song. I really like that.
Thank you.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
It's got a, and I'm sitting there listening to it, and I'm like, if you had, like, when you go to record that one, if you have you recording that one?
Is
that
one I want to.
Strings, like a string section. Yeah. I could totally hear a string section. Not even really percussion in it, just like strings.
Yeah. I was trying to think of like a song, but you probably don't know. Like Ariana Grande, she uses a lot of strings, especially in like her first album.
I do listen to Ariana. I'm old, but not that old.
Well, you also just like, I wouldn't expect you to listen to Ariana Grande, you know, just like whip out. Yes, I love Ariana. But she uses a lot of strings in a lot of her songs, actually, even if they're like more poppy. But yeah, I would love to do a string sound. There's one song that I also have, Tuscan Sun.
If you play that backwards, people says Tuscan Sun.
Yeah. I feel like that's a song that requires strings.
Metallica did a version of Unforgiven with strings, and it was an amazing. You like Metallica? Their songs are more than 3 minutes, though.
My brother Matthew. He loves Metallica.
Yep. So, thank you for coming on. We're not quite done, but I want to thank you guys for coming all the way from Lockhart area. So, tell everybody before we get into Wheel of Death where they can find you, if you have any social media.
I have a Facebook page, Aspen Lee Music. It's just ASPENLEE Music. And my Snapchat's the same. I've been trying to post more on Snapchat when I'm like at gigs and stuff like that. And then my Instagram is rough.aspen. I had Aspen Lee Rough, and then I got logged out of that one, and I can't get back into it. So it's rough.aspen, R-U-F-F, not R-U-G-H. Please don't put that. That's offensive. And then I also have a TikTok account that I finally just got back into, and that one is Aspen Lee Rough. So yeah. And I'm going to be posting on that one soon.
Now, do you have certain one that you favor more than the other that kind of gets you more attention or notice?
Facebook. Facebook. But I don't run the Facebook. My mommy does.
Your mommy does. Yep. Because she texts me, like, I run it. Like, okay, come on down.
Because I
know Facebook is for old people. Yeah. That's what my son tells me.
I don't like Facebook. Then again, I don't really like Instagram either.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Instagram's boring as well. Unless I want like tea about like our county, I don't go on Facebook.
She's not wrong though.
I'm serious. If I want to see like some like people like arguing about their meatloaf or something, that's all that Facebook is for in my world.
Yep. My son's 26 years old, so you're exactly around the same age as he is, and he's just saying, oh, it's for old people. I'm like, son, I'm old. You know, I had MySpace.
I had MySpace. Then it disappeared, you know, got taken down, but...
I have no... I couldn't get into mine. You talk about... That's one I couldn't remember the password for. I could reset it, but I can't remember what email I sent it to.
Yeah, that's like, I got logged out on my TikTok, and it took me forever to find out the password. I was like, Jesus Christ, just end me now. This is terrible.
See, I've used TikTok a little bit, and I know a lot of people get, especially younger artists, they play, and that's where they find their music. It takes so much to do it. I'm like, I don't have the time.
It's exhausting.
These people that like, oh, we're doing it forever, and we like TikTok, and oh, I just woke up and I'm beautiful. No, you're not. Don't lie. Yeah, we know better than that shit.
There's this, oh my God. And people, they're ruthless on TikTok, but there's this one girl, and she's like in her car, and she's putting on her mascara. She's like, I'm sorry if I, like, I look like I just rolled out of bed, and she looks like absolutely perfect, you know? Mm-hmm. And then like people will duet it and their hair looks like they got like electrocuted and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's really what she looked like when she woke up.
See, I got one of me dragging the kids on the lawnmower up around the thing. We have a little pedal cord out there. So my son's tied to it. So I tied a rope to that in the back of my zero turn.
Yeah.
And I'm dragging them. Mm-hmm. Around the area. You're having a blast. We put some stroke race theme to it. That's the stuff I like doing. That's the fun things for me. All right. So are you ready for some Wheel of Death questions?
Yeah. What is this?
This is random questions, not really pertaining to music. Some of them may have a music theme.
Okay.
It's just it's like a 20 question kind of game.
Okay.
I just call it the Wheel of Death because it's fun to say. Okay. That. I like to see people, Wheel of Death. What is that?
What? Scare? No, I don't care. I like scary stuff.
So we talked about spirits earlier, right? So yeah.
I like scary stuff anyways.
And this is a good one. What song best describes you?
Oh no. My own song?
Any song yours. It can be whatever you have.
Any song. Honestly, I would say John Denver. Cuz I'm like a travel, go anywhere. Mm-hmm. If I'm free, gone, bye bye. Like I just will do whatever. And like I feel like that's what, like, John Denver, he was very like free spirited. Mm-hmm. And like very like just like out there like with nature, and that's very much me.
Okay.
So yeah,
that's a good one. And I ask that a lot of questions when I ask people that, and they give me other songs. It's always cool when you answer with one of your old songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like your songwriter.
Yeah.
And I get it that sometimes songs are just weird happenstance that you're just sitting here. I wrote a song called I'll Prove You Wrong because I'm sitting in the garage and I'm staring at the trash and I'm like, I got to take the trash out. And so I was like, I'm going to put that line in there. So I wrote a song about eating out of the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cause, so it turned into like a Nashville type song.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna prove you wrong. I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna leave the town till I've done it, no matter what anybody says.
Yeah.
And it all became, I sat in the damn garage looking at a trash can. Do you have any phobias?
Phobias. Boogers.
Really?
And snot. I will throw up.
How do you blow your nose in?
Here's the thing. If it's like, it's my, oh my God, I can't even, oh my God. Like if I'm blowing my own nose, like it's like whatever, like I can blow my own nose, especially I'm like, I'm not touching it, you know. Uh-huh. It's like toilet paper, whatever, tissues, whatever. But like, oh my God, I was like an infant, like literally like probably like, I was probably like barely alive at this point. And we would be in like the middle of like Walmart or something, and if somebody had like even like a mole, that, because like I was a baby, or like boogers, like I would think that like moles were boogers, because I didn't even know how to speak. Didn't matter who it was. It could be like, it was a complete stranger. I would point and audibly gag and be like, ugh! So this has been since I was born. This was what I was born with. I'm terrified of boogers. And my nephew, how old is he? He's about to be 9. And he knows, and he uses it against me. And oh my God, he's the most disgusting varmint on this planet. He is so gross. He'll pick his boogers and chase me around with them. I'll have to lock myself in a bedroom or something. Like, I'm like, nope.
Do your bandmates know this phobia?
No, but I will actually shoot them.
If they listen.
I'll kill them.
If they listen to this, they're gonna get you now.
I know where they live. I will hurt them.
You can walk into practice and all their snot is just hanging there.
I will kill them.
That was, now they know what to mess with you when you're on stage and you're singing.
I will hurt them so bad.
Right, middle of a song, you're playing.
I will, like, I. And I don't throw up. I can't tell you the last time I threw up, knock on wood. But a booger, that'll do it. See, my friend, oh my God, she's she's also disgusting. Lori, she's had this weird congestion thing, and she'll randomly cough, and it'll come up and phlegm and stuff, and I'm like, disgusting. Disgusting. You are disgusting. She'll be in my my car, and we'll be driving, and she'll have to grab just any piece of paper or something that's that she can use to spit it into or blow her nose. I'm like, you get out now. You are so gross. You are disgusting. Just God, go to the doctor.
Oh my God. Now, see, that's like I said, if the bandmates are listening, they're gonna mess with you, because I've got
I'll hurt them.
Jordan's he's the bassist, my best friend. He plays in a band, and when we do When Doves Cry, like I said, I don't do many covers, but that's one I'll do. He'll caw in the middle of it. And when I sing the line, he goes, caw, and he'll do it at the randomest time. And if I'm not ready for it, it will completely mess me up, and I just start dying laughing. So now every one of your bandmates are going to see that.
I'll hurt them.
Your next album is going to be the Booger EP.
This is, I will threaten them. I will hurt them.
Do you have a favorite family tradition?
Yeah, we have so much family that it's hard to have the same schedule, even for Christmas. We do go to the beach. That's a tradition. We usually go to the beach with my sister Annalyn and brother-in-law Tyler, and his mom and stepdad will come, and then my aunt April will sometimes come, and usually we'll all go, and I'll bring a friend and stuff, but it's at Jekyll Island.
Okay.
And it's the mountains and the beach had a baby, and that's the only beach that I that's another, I hate water, I hate the ocean, hate it, don't like bathing suits, that's another phobia, bathing suits. hate them, loathe, will never be in one ever.
Now I still got the booger thing. You're still young, so do you ever plan on having kids one day?
No.
Okay, but I think if you do, that's all the R's, everywhere. Oh, this is a good one since your mama's sitting here. What's one secret you still keep from your parents? You're 21 now. She can't get in trouble. I tell you mine while you think about it. Cause
I'm trying to think.
When my mom was alive, she died in 21. That was her house right there. I was going through her purse for money. I was looking for some money.
Oh, God.
And a joint fell out. And I'm like, shit. And I panicked. So I flushed it. And then she comes running through the house, and she's looking for, and I could tell what she's doing. She's looking for a joint. And she's frantically looking, and she didn't know that I knew. So she goes, Jesse. I was like, what? Never mind. And so she keeps going back and forth.
Dear God.
I told her when I got older. I kept that from her for a long time, though.
I don't know.
You're too old to get in trouble now.
Here's the thing. I tell Mama everything. That's the funny.
What about Dad?
He doesn't know anything. He knows everything, but he doesn't know anything. And he doesn't get to know anything. I'm a girl. He doesn't have to know. What doesn't he know?
You gonna get your mama in trouble.
There's not a lot that I keep a secret anyways. I literally stay at home, and then I go to gigs, and then I come home and pass out again, and then sometimes I'll go to sleep at Lori's, or I'll go to bed at I'll go stay at Morgan's, and then I come back home and I go back to bed or go to a gig, and it's exhausting. It's that's, yeah, it's bad, it's exhausting.
I know my sister,
I pierced my own ears in my bedroom. And then they got infected, and we went to the beach, and then I almost passed out because they got infected, and it freaked me out. And so then I laid in the bathroom floor, and then Daddy thought that I was dying because Ashlyn and Claire, and they were panicking because they didn't know what was wrong. And they all thought I was dying. When in reality, I just pierced my ears in my bedroom floor, and then it got infected.
I think every girl pierced their ears.
And I just laid in the floor with a cold rag on my forehead.
There you go. That's the only one she'll answer.
There's nothing really else to answer.
All right, this is the one I always end on, so let me ask you one more, and then we'll end on that one. What was your first concert?
Charlie Puth. Right? Yeah, Charlie Puth. I was like 12. My sister and her best friend Casey, they took me in Atlanta, this very sketchy place. Because that was when he was like just first starting out. It was like his first album. And I loved Charlie Puth when I was younger. He's a very, very good with like music theory and everything like that. Mm-hmm. He's like a prodigy when it comes to like that type of stuff. So I always loved him. So yeah, Charlie Puth. And then I was like very front row, weaseled my tiny little 12-year-old self up to the front because I couldn't see otherwise.
Yep. So you talk about sketchy. I remember I went and placed in Athens. And I remember because my son Gibson, he went with me, and we go up there, and you pull in, and there's tractor trailers, and there's like studios in these trailers. People come in and go mm-hmm. in and out of these trailers. I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. And you get into the shop, and it's like it's like a hippie place. It's so mm-hmm. weird. And like I remember playing on stage, and cats are running, cats. Just coming from the outside,
that
running
would be
around.
My favorite place. No, I need to go.
This was. I've been in a bar with a dog fight. I've never been in a place where cats just run all over the place.
I love cats. Oh. I have so many cats.
I'm not a cat person.
I just went to a cat cafe in Atlanta with my friend
Presley.
Oh,
that's where you eat and the cats are there.
No. They have like coffee and stuff like that. But it's like you just go and chill with the cats, basically.
My wife,
but they call it a cat cafe. But
She told me about something. I'm not a cat person, but cats will not leave me alone. I have two cats in there.
They know.
They know.
They feel it.
One is called, his name is Trouble. And the reason that's his name, it was Cheyenne's cat. But his first day here, I'm sitting there eating some cereal. He decides to come in here because she hadn't had a name for him yet. First, they thought it was a girl, but then they found out it was a boy. So I don't remember what the girl's name. She can tell you. I don't remember. But his name is Trouble. But this is when I named him Trouble. As I'm eating my cereal, he decides to come up there and put his paw, pop, and knocks my cereal right out of my hands on the floor. I'm like, Shy, you're in trouble. And then that's where the cat came from. And now he won't leave me alone. He'll lick my armpits as I'm sleeping.
That sounds like Greta.
Or he'll bite my hair. He'll like nibble on my
Greta
hair and
does
try to
that.
Wake
my,
me up.
My cat Greta, she's horrible. She kind of looks like a raccoon. She's so fat and round. Like her fat eats her legs, mm-hmm. basically. And she has like this teeny tiny head. I'm like, I don't know what you are, but you're not a cat. But she, oh my God, if she could like crawl into your skin and like live inside of you, she would. Yep. She and would.
Then we got the mean cat Figgy that chases all the dogs around.
That's Ron. That's my cat, Ronald Weasley. That's his name. Ronald. I thought that he was a girl at one point, and then he was walking around and was like, what is that?
Not a girl.
What is that? And I was like, you grew those overnight.
Right. Well, we picked Trouble up from the pound, and they told us he was a girl.
And no.
And they obviously didn't check very much. All right. Got one more last question for you. Since a lot of songwriters and stuff listen to the show, plus it's good advice for everybody, what's the best advice you've ever received?
I feel like being authentic to yourself and not like caring what other people like say or think or like stuff like that, because like a lot of people try to please everybody else. Not me, man. Not me. I do not care. I do not care. I will show up to a gig in PJ pants. I did do that last week. I like you gonna get me or nothing.
See, when I was a kid, my dad always made me tuck my shirts in.
God,
I had
no.
to. So I got teased in football, like, oh, I bet you tuck your shirt in the underwear and go to sleep. What, you guys don't do that?
What do you mean? That's like, even like, I've been the same, showing up to school in PJs, heck yeah. But
now
like,
I won't let my kids do that.
Like, I don't care what people say or do or think about me. I'm like, okay, that sounds like a you problem, because I really like myself, so maybe you need to fix yourself and not hate me so much. Whatever. I feel like that's a lot of Anna Lynn coming out of me. That's my sister, because my sister's a lot like that. She's like, you have an issue with me, sounds like a you problem, because I really love myself.
Well, and you should. I mean, but I still won't let my kids wear pajamas to school. There's no way in hell.
I
you want to wear
PJs.
Walmart, go in clothes, go to Walmart. I'm not going to let you wear that.
PJs. Where did I? Oh, where were we? It was back paddle. I wore my PJ pants. They were kind of jogging. No, they weren't. They were PJ pants. They were fuzzy.
It's this generation. It has to be. I mean, because I don't remember that as kids. I wore jeans everywhere.
No, God, no.
Yeah, I just always had jeans. I mean, my shorts were jeans. It was jeans. My swimming shorts. Like people would pay now for holes in their pants. Shit, we just hung them outside online and shot them.
No.
Yeah, because you'd have
I made my mommy cut these because they were way too long, though. They were made for somebody that's 6 foot tall. Yeah. And I'm not. But, yeah, no. I will wake up and roll out of bed and leave. I did that yesterday. Yesterday? What was yesterday? Yeah, I did. I woke up, went to the gym, came back home, knocked out, woke back up, went to a gig. Came back home.
Sounds like the life of a musician to me.
Yep, basically.
Again, Ashman, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This has been so much fun. And I talked to you long, but I know you have to get out here in a minute. So tell everybody one more time where they can find you.
Facebook is my main. It's Aspen Lee Music. And then I also have an Instagram, which is rough.aspen. And that's basically where we post everything. Most of what I post on my Instagram is on my story, though.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And get to know her mom if you want to talk to Aspen, because that's who goes through everything.
Well, I don't check Facebook, so.
Because it's for old people. Sorry, guys.
Whoopsies.
Me too. All right, everybody, this is the Georgia Songbird, and that was Miss Aspen Lee. Thank you, Aspen.
Thank you.